taking you way back with a local tune from a band called Gecko Moon, Green Green, and it's kind of like setting the tone for where we're going with this cool local interview on your, of course, your local station, 88 FM, Radio Life and Style, on a Friday morning. It's got a Friday feeling to it, hey? And wherever you're listening, listen close, because we've got a special something for you, particularly if you've got a little one, or a little two, or just little ones in general. I've got a book in front of me called The Little Gecko, and it's so cool, so eye-catching, and it's as local as they come, written by local OT and parenting blogger Rachel Carey. She's in the studio with me this morning. Rachel, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. I'm good, thank you.
You're looking fresh for a Friday.
Parents get up early. We get up early.
It's what it is. And alongside you, we've got another parent and a well-known yoga practitioner. I mean, I think if yoga was personified, it would be Helen Garner. And she's fresh from a yoga class, I believe, this morning. How are you doing, Helen?
Very well. Nice to be here, Mike.
Great to have you back. It's been a while. We've had you both on radio before, but it feels like forever ago. So it's overdue, I think. And we're going to be bringing in the yoga aspect as well, because I believe there's a really cool, like a yoga course.
Collab.
A collab that ties in with this book. And it's all so fantastically fresh and homegrown. Let's talk about where it all came from, and let's talk about the story of the little gecko that is making waves on the North Coast and further afield. Rachel, where did this funky story come from? I believe it was born during lockdown, is that right?
Yeah, so in the first lockdown, when we were all stuck at home with our kids, my sister, who lives in France, she started doing a lot of art again, and she was drawing these beautiful pictures. And I said, "Gosh, Bex, you really need to do a children's book." And she said to me, "Well, give me a story, and I'll do a book." And at that point, I had been running a lot,
yeah.
And I obviously couldn't run because we were all stuck at home. So I started just focusing more on my yoga, and as an occupational therapist, I've done quite a bit of work on sort of social emotional learning, and I just know that our emotional regulation and our sensory regulation are so linked. So while I was doing this yoga, I just kept thinking, this is so much like what we do in OT sessions, you know, the sensory systems and the mindfulness. And I said to my sister, well, how about we write a series of books around different characters that could then be converted into a sort of yoga course for kids? And she was like, yeah, great, whatever. So we chose, we thought we'd do a different theme for each book, a different social emotional attribute.
Okay.
So we thought at that time, you know, there was a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety around this pandemic and what it was and where it was going to take us. So we decided to do the story of bravery. Or the theme of bravery. So this is really a little story about a gecko, and he loses his tail, and then he has to go on this courageous mission. He thinks he needs to find a new tail, and he keeps coming up against obstacles. And then it's how he summons his own bravery and his own strength so that he can overcome the obstacles. And then it fits so beautifully with the yoga. So then I pulled in Helen, my friend, and my yogi, and I said, Halsey, I went to one of her retreats at the cabin, and I said, Halsey, what I'm doing in this stuff, Helen was like, yeah, it's yoga, it's OT for adults. And I was like, that's exactly it. So I said, come work with me. We're gonna create this course. So from that was born the book and the kids yoga course.
Wow. And you have already had a successful test run of the yoga course during the last school holidays. Am I right, Helen?
Yeah.
How does it translate into to the yoga?
Well, my students were laughing, saying, we would love to see you teach children, because you've been to my classes, you know how I teach.
Yeah, it's that's why I'm intrigued. How did it translate? Did it?
No, it's honestly, it was so much fun, because they're just so open. You know, you've got people that are like little people that are willing to try anything, and it was amazing. It was really, really cute.
And what age groups are we looking at here, from the yoga side of things?
We broke it down to four to five, and then six to nine. We did different groups, because with the OT, speaking to Rachel, there's different milestones,
yeah,
and there's different capabilities. So you really want them to have a win. So you don't want a 4-year-old doing something with a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So, yeah, it was such fun. I mean, the little ones are just so cute.
But, you know, the idea behind it really is, so in yoga, we sort of learn these postures, and we learn how to do things, and then we repeat them. And there's a lot of, you know, there's the mindfulness and the breathing and all of that. But with children, learning is really about play. And I think around the time I read a stat, it was something like for a synapse to form in the brain, that essentially is what learning is. You need to repeat something 400 times. Unless it's done in play spontaneously for a child, and then that reduces to 10 to 20 times.
Is that all?
Yeah. So children are meant to learn through play. They're meant to learn spontaneously through play, with pretend play, with fun, and so that's really where the story and the yoga marry, because it's around giving the children this sort of multi-sensory experience where they can work on all their regulatory sensory pathways, but at the same time it's really playful and fun. So we geckos on the floor. And then with the owl swooping down, and so it really lends itself well. And that's what's really, I suppose, the difference between an adult yoga class and these children's classes we're doing.
Well, man, can't you create an adult version? It sounds super cool. I'd like an owl and a gecko.
No, we do, and that's what I say in my class, is that it's the 1 hour in your life where you shapeshift, and you don't have to be you. So you're a dog, and then you are jumping into crow, and you're behaving in all these different, and the pressure's off to stop being Helen for an hour. I can be all these things. But it is interesting, because I said to my class yesterday, let's do tree, and then I said do tree on your head. So I tried to get them to do headstand with the tree pose on their head, and one of my students couldn't do it on the other side, and I said to your brain can't talk to the other side, and that's it. This is the synapses, and this is kind of the vestibular system, and we missed out on OT.
But imagine we had a whole generation of children learning yoga playfully when they were young, and then taking that into adulthood.
Exactly.
I mean, that's amazing. And there's just more and more research to show that you know, our emotional regulation and our sensory regulation are so linked. They go hand in hand together. And there's just so much research to show that if we can help children with their sensory regulation in terms of their vestibular processing. So we have internal systems and we have external sensory systems. And our internal ones, they start developing in utero. So they're our earliest brain pathways of learning.
Wow.
And if we can use those, so that's why we rock a baby to sleep. That's our vestibular system. It's our movement, our GPS, or our proprioception. That's from our muscles and joints. Like, that's the map of our body. It's a real understanding of who you are, where your body ends and the world stops. And from that comes a really grounded sense of who I am, this is me, this is my body, and this is how I can move confidently through the world. And yoga really offers so much opportunity to practice that. And then from that you can do the mindfulness stuff, the being in the present moment, the connecting with your body. And, you know, with our fight or flight system. So whenever we feel under threat, we go into fight or flight, which either we want to run away from the thing, or we want to fight it off. And very often children perceive things as threats that aren't actually threats. And the only way this happens, it happens on a physiological level. It happens with the hormones that are pumped through our body. And so we can't just go, hey, hormones, switch off. But one of the things we can do, so when we're in fight or flight, you know, our pupils dilate, our muscles get sent the blood so that they can run away if they need to. Our breath gets really, really quick. We breathe quick so that we get lots of, you know, we can oxygen. Move quickly. So one of the things, and our heart rate goes up. No, we actually don't have oxygen. We stop the oxygen. So the one way that we can really bring ourselves down into calmness is through our breath. So if we can't slow down our own heart rate. We can't stop the blood going to our muscles, but we can switch our breath. And so what we do a lot in the yoga is we had such a fun thing where we had them lying on their backs and we put bean bags on their tummies and we taught them belly breathing, like how to breathe deep into your belly and watch the bean bag going
up. You bring your toy. They were bringing their buddy.
Their little plushies or their little fluffy toys, because this is all about Gecko, right? I mean, Gecko's terrified. In front of him is a weasel. What's he going to do?
Wow, man.
Like, and so then they did their breathing, their belly breathing. And it's so amazing because the way we've written the book is it's got this affirmation of bravery the whole way through. So it's, you are brave and you are strong. And it's this little voice he hears. And it was so amazing. So we ran it over 3 days. And it was just amazing to watch how, with the repetition of this affirmation, these children really took it on.
You could see a change.
And they could say it. So it was really cute. So at one point, little gecko's creeping along a dry stone wall, and then up ahead's a cat. So with my soft play blocks, I built this big wall. and then there was a big crash mat at the end, and they had to each have a turn to creep along the wall as the gecko, and then they had to see the cat. What are they going to do? And then it was adorable. We'd be like, so oh, here comes the cat. Oh no, what are you going to do? And these little kids would stand up and go, I am brave and I am strong, and launch themselves off the soft play block onto the crash mat.
Wow.
And it was just so beautiful.
No,
and all
beautiful.
The kids would be shouting it. And it just, and in fact, I bumped into one of the mums of a kid who came, of our 3 to 5 year old group. I saw her yesterday, and this little girl, oh, she's just too precious, but she's been having quite a bit of difficulty with separation anxiety.
Yeah.
And the mum said to me, she said, you know, Rach, every morning now before school, we say, I am brave and I am strong. And it was just so wonderful. So just, we need to repeat these positive affirmations to ourselves, and we need to teach children how to do it, because there's a lot of negative stuff coming at us.
And especially this generation of little ones that have come through the COVID, it seems like, you know, you talk to teachers and parents and medical professionals, and they say that there really seems to be a noticeable increase in anxiety and
absolutely absolutely.
This, like, you talk about separation anxiety, and because there was this period where you couldn't like freely interact and socialize, and so these kids were kind of cocooned, and now they're being put out into the world, and they're really battling.
And also there's this sort of undertone of fear all the time.
Yeah. Yes,
will Granny get COVID? Can we take it yet? Are we allowed to visit family? What are we allowed to do? Are they going to lock down again? You know, so we just thought that this was the perfect starting attribute. Mm. We've actually, the next two books have been written, and they're busy being illustrated.
A whole series.
Yeah. So the next one we're going to do
world domination.
Yes,
is the caterpillar who metamorphosizes into the butterfly, and that's the
transformation.
It's going to be about transformation and self belief. And so we're really excited for that. And then the way the courses will work is we'll have different character courses that you can sign up for your kids. At the moment, we're doing them as holiday clubs, so we do them during the school holidays.
Okay,
Helen and I just. Are both quite busy, so during the week and the term time is a bit hard.
So the next holidays there will be another course.
Yes. So we're actually thinking we might do one at the first week of the June July holidays, and then one at the last week of the June July holidays, just because people tend to go away
in between
between and that sort of thing.
Where can one get hold of this awesome book and find information about the upcoming courses and is there a portal as yet, or is there a website arriving?
Well, it's kind of, because it's grown organically. There will be and we are starting on our Instagram page, but in the meantime I'm at Rachie OT Mum on Instagram, and you can just direct message me if you want a book, and I'll organize to get it to you. And then also you could email me. I'm on Rachie Carey, RACHIECAREY @gmail.com. At the moment, Helen and I both post on our Instagram pages about upcoming courses and that sort of thing.
But there will be an Instagram page coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's
dedicated to, and we're calling it YOT.
YOT. So I like that.
Bit of yoga, bit of OT. And I mean, obviously, this doesn't substitute. If your child needs occupational therapy, this is not a substitute for that.
But it's also not for children who need OT.
It's like I said,
all my grown-ups, I'm like, you guys need, you need this so badly because it's like, cross your midline, please.
So we've designed the postures that we've chosen, and the movements that we do are all to do sort of with those skills that children need going into school. So we've got weight bearing a lot through our upper limbs to develop the shoulder girdle, which obviously you need for your handwriting. We've got a lot of postural stuff
and
which
sitting.
You need for sitting. But then actually Gecko, and Helen will be able to tell you more about this, but in sort of the yoga tradition, we hold out a lot of our stress and our anxiety and our hips, and Gecko is a hip stretch.
It's a big hip stretch.
And so it's a physical way of helping to let people let go of emotions that they don't need.
There's so many layers.
And then we have smells.
To create this really multi-sensory experience. So there are a few things that we've done. So we partner with Soil, which is a local
organic essential oil,
and we asked them to create a smell for us for bravery, and so they gave us the smell. So children get to take tokens, and they get to take things that can remind them of it, because children live very much in the present. They live through their senses. They're here, and they need to connect. And our smell, actually, our sense of smell is the most direct to the brain. And it's because our smell is so important for our survival. If there's something in the air that's dangerous, you need to smell it right away.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's so linked to our emotion. It's registered in a little walnut-sized part of our brain called the amygdala, and that's where we, that's also the seat of our fear, our anxiety. So we, so what we we've done is we got Soil to create the, this oil for us, and we put it in little rollers for them.
And I've just had a whiff of it right now.
Yeah, and it's really nice. And so the idea is that we use it in the group when they're saying the affirmation, so that it's something they can take home, and
it's like a trigger.
It's like a trigger, so they can link it to being brave and strong. And we actually had such cute stories afterwards about a little, one of the little girls said, she was sitting there with her roller, and her mom said, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm sitting here for when the fear comes. I'm ready for when the fear comes."
Shame,
mom. And it's so adorable.
So cute.
And they also get a little
and they
token.
Put it on their teddies and everything as well.
Oh, they put it on their teddies, and it's just...
And it also, it sort of, it's very relaxing.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
You can almost feel the nervous system sort of regulating, just having a whiff of that.
So, absolutely. I mean, I don't know enough about essential oils. That's why we sort of brought on board people who do. Mm. But essential oils also have different healing properties and different, and this is a blend called Shield, which Soil make, and it's really a protective blend. So it fits well. You know, the oils they've used are around protection of our immune system, protection of our emotions. So it's really, it fits well with.
It really is actually good for protection of the immune system in a big way. It's like cardamom and cinnamon and
cloves.
And
it sounds delicious as well.
Not for eating.
Have you not eaten, Mike?
Missed breakfast, but. this is we've got fantastic smells in the studio right now. I've got the book in front of me. It is gorgeously illustrated in a really, really cool mixed media style. So you've got these kind of hand done watercolor elements with photographic stuff combined.
And I'm just going to have a proud friend brag. When I read the book, the story to my kids before it was made, they said, "Is that the Gruffalo writer?" I mean, she's so
So it's written in for the language development side. Rhyming
it's
is
amazing.
Very important for language development. And then, as I said, it's this affirmation the whole way through. And then the other thing that we've tried to do in all, which we're doing in all of our books, is so the human brain is wired to remember and take note of negative experiences. And it's a survival technique. You don't need to know when you taste something that it's innocuous to you, but you do need to know if it's dangerous to you. So your brain remembers things more that are harmful. But what this means is we have this negative bias in our brains.
Yeah,
and
lots
so, and
of scary stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. And so they say that for every one negative experience, you need 10 positive experiences to counter it. And so there's a lot of work around, especially with people who have anxiety, around getting them to consciously focus on the positive things. So the way that Little Gecko is written is each time he has a new obstacle to overcome, he remembers where he was successful. So he says to himself, "Don't worry, you got away from the owl and you were able to get away from the cat." And then the next time he goes, "Don't worry, you got away from the owl and you got away from the cat. You can get around the snake."
Yeah.
And then so it's around beautiful. Just teaching children to focus on their wins, focus on the things, and then from that you get your strength. From that you feel
it's like this learned confidence.
Yeah.
I could have used this when I was a kid. I was
all could have. Hey.
I could use it now. This is super. The takeaways are massive.
Yeah.
And you know, the ripple effects, the ramifications, I think, of getting this while they're that young and you know, while they're soaking up all information like a sponge.
Foundation.
Yeah. Wow.
And otherwise, it's also just a fun story. I mean, you don't have to worry about you know, all the neuroscience behind it. It's very thought out, but it's also just a fun story. It doesn't feel like it's a teaching lesson, I don't think.
It is beautiful. It's the book is called The Little Gecko, written by Rachel Carey. He's in studio with us right now, illustrated by her sister Rebecca, and ties in with this incredible yoga for kids, yoga OT, with Helen Garner holding these fantastic yoga seminars for the little ones. They're right now happening during the school holiday, so we've got another holiday just around the corner coming up June, July. Mm. Watch the space, because it looks like there's going to be one at the beginning of the holidays and one at the end. If you have your phone on hand, then you got to get on Instagram right now, and you've got to follow Rachie_OT_mom, or just search for Rachel Carey and you'll find it there. Helen Garner, also on Instagram. Give me the handle there, Helen.
I'm Helen Garner Yoga.
It couldn't be easier. It's like, there you
don't be intimidated.
Call
by
it what it is. Yeah, I was about to say, I won't be putting your children into those poses.
This is not what we will be doing for children.
But impressive nonetheless. And maybe, Mom, if you're looking for a seriously respected yoga practitioner,
she's amazing.
Yeah,
she inspires me enough to write a whole children's yoga
there
course.
You go. So this has been so cool. And obviously, this is just the first, as you say, in a series.
Yeah.
So we've got more discussions that we're going to need to be having, and we'll once the details around the upcoming courses have been confirmed and been pegged, then we'll need to get you back in here.
That'd be great.
I have no doubt there's going to be book deals, big major publishers knocking, movie in the works.
franchise. Yoga teachers out there, OTs out there. No, so I mean, this is the amazing thing is that really. Rebecca and I did it for our own children. Like, my eldest son is quite anxious, and we just knew that we needed stuff on bravery, and we were stuck at home with our kids, and we fell in love with this little gecko. I mean, he's just really endearing and really sweet.
And super, I mean, we geckos are everywhere on the North Coast.
Exactly. On the North, it's a really easy one to, I mean, I've done a few book readings at some of the schools locally, and I always start off by saying, who knows what a gecko is? And I mean, every child, yeah, they all got a story about a gecko. It's such an easy character to fall in love with if you come from here. So it's really been such, it's grown so organically, but it's been such a beautiful journey.
It has been really, an absolute pleasure.
Helen and I are both ridiculously excited about it.
We can't wait to see what adventures the little gecko gets up to next. And if you've got a little one, if you're looking for an awesome book to add to bedtime, story time, if you've got ideas about possibly joining in the fun with the upcoming holiday yoga, yoti courses, then yeah, definitely check out Reishi Oti on Instagram. Follow and find the details, and stay close to 88FM, because we will be having another conversation with Rachel and Helen in the not too distant future. You heard it here on The Morning Show. My special guests, Rachel Carey and Helen Garner, thanks for coming in and for bringing Gecko with you.
Thanks for having us.
And keeping things sort of on theme, here's